I'm well, a little cold out here. It's borderline. We've got a north wind.
I watch your video, and it's good. Only one of the golpes we need to improve, which is this here. Because we have golpe alone, it's pretty good. Also, index down golpe is pretty good. But this one here, of the freehand index down, that we need to coordinate more the index with the golpe. Look.
Which one is that? That's the with the thumb?
Yes. If you put that video, the one I just sent you, you will see one detail here.
Okay. Okay, so I click here. Where do I click? What's going on here? Oh, it's that thing there.
When we play from ring finger, when we play index down this here first golpe, we don't rest the thumb yet. Eh?
Is that what you just sent me back mine?
Yes, exactly. That's yours.
Okay.
This in 45 seconds. And you can observe there how the golpe, when the index down free hand, is not same like in the other cases. So therefore that one we need to improve a bit. To keep practice that, but we need to be able to turn down the hand all together to play simultaneously. Mira, one thing.
Okay, yeah,
this video is very easy to follow that. Each one. So with example 5 of this, that's what we need to practice.
Okay, example 5.
Practice more with example 5.
No, that's this again.
This video. Of this video. Now, I need you to have if you have a tab there, tab paper, printed, or some of the ones that we use for taking notes, that would be useful to take one tab paper. 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
That's for homework. That's not now. That you can do later. Now let's write a phrase on the Rondeña tuning. So big one tab paper, and then we write 12 notes.
12 notes, okay.
So the first one will be, I tell you the frets, from 6th string to 3rd, it's very easy to sing. We have 4, 4, 0, 3. Because I just wrote this right now, and later I will send you, of course, the tab of it. But now we write just these 4 notes. 4, 4, 0, 3. Mm-hmm. On the 6th string, 4. On the 3rd,
1, 2,
on the
3, 4,
string,
5,
4.
6. Okay, so
we have 4, 4, 0, 3. Easy.
4, 4, 0, 3.
Right, and the second one is the same with the 2 instead of 4. So 2, 4, 0, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so that one.
We're using only the first 4 strings. So we play 6th, 5th, 4th, and 3rd.
Okay,
first and 2nd, we're not playing, right? But
2, 4, 0, 3.
That's right, it's the same. And then the next one is 0, 3, 0, 3.
And then 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 0, 3, 0, 3.
That's right. And then we have the last one, which is 3, 4, 0, 2.
3, 4, 0, 2.
That's right. Okay, now pick another pencil if you have a red one or something.
Okay,
can also use the same.
Hold a second. The bass string is down, so the 4,
this is the bass. Look, here we have the strings. The strings are, as we read in every tab, this is the 6th string, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 1st, 2nd. So, obviously, down is the 6th string. Right? Ahora, now one thing, we need the finger of that as well. So we write, just take a note outside of the line, we can write 2, 3, 1, which is the thing corresponds to the fingers of left hand.
Tell you what.
Because this is further tuning. That one is with the drop D, and also third on F sharp.
Hold up that paper again. Let me just take a snap of it.
Oh yes, that's a good idea.
Okay, so Control A, and okay, and I'll save that as. Oh no, I do this. Okay, well, I got that now.
Okay, great. All right, now let's put the sixth string on the drop D. Oh.
Okay, so we want to be.
Right, and then third string, F sharp, plus turn it down half a step.
F sharp.
The only difference of this tuning is one string, which is third goes half tone down, because the sixth is drop D. So drop D we are used to play somehow.
Okay.
We played it many times, so that's the same. This drop D, and then the third, F sharp. So we have to go half tone down, because it's in G,
okay,
right?
Okay, this is
so
the third string, right?
We tune it with the instead of doing 5th fret on the 4th string, we go 4th fret on the 4th string. It's easy, this tuning.
Okay, Master Venus. Yes. Like that.
Ahora. So we get the first chord, has this. First phrase, we have finger 2. 4th fret, 6th string. No, finger 2, 4th fret, 6th string.
Okay, finger 2.
So it will be 1 is index, middle 2, 3rd is ring finger, and pinky finger 4.
Okay, so
just
middle
the same
finger,
like in classical guitar, remember this. Yeah. These 4 are 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we don't say 1, 2, 3, 4, we say index, middle, ring finger only. In piano there are numbers both, but here we use only 1, 2, 3, 4, easy. Now we have finger 2, 2nd, 4th fret, so they sink here, and then finger 3 below on the 4th fret, 5th string. So we have these 2, and then 1 goes on the 3rd fret, 3rd string.
Yeah.
On the 3rd string. That's 4th.
What's up?
That's right. So this one we have. That's right. Uno. Ahora. That's right. And now we just change one note, which is the bass, to the 2nd fret, which is this thing here, 2nd bar, 2, 4, 0, 3. Read it. You have the snapshot there. Read it. It's the 2nd bar. That's right. It says 2, 4, 0, 3. Yes, turn down slightly more the third, down. That third is sharp.
That's not what I wrote down, though.
Yes, it is what you wrote down, exactly the same. But the third string is sharp, turning down the tuning.
Oh, third string is...
That. Because when we lower the strings try to go up. And when we... tense them, then they become, they go the opposite way, it's a physical thing. Very good, that's correct.
Okay.
So we have. Have 0303, which sync the third language. First bar, second bar, third bar. So in third bar we have 0-3, 0-3 with fingers 1 and 2. So we'll be like this. Lo tengo aquí, eh. So we have 1 and 3. Fingers one on the third fret, that's right. Third fret, fifth string. That's the first chord. Then second is F sharp. F sharp shape. And then we have a D. That's right. And then the last one, which is C sharp 7, flat 9. So we have. That's correct. Ahora. Now let's try to play them in order with this video. Here I send you a list of video. This is four things. Two times each one we do. One. Then. That we play twice each of the third phrases, and the last one we just play once, just one time. This is this thing here.
Okay, so this video here.
From example one, so this one is. No. I send you the link because that's that was the homework of the other thing of the percussion. This one. Exploring F sharp minor and the Lucian cadence in 4-4. Click that last one. And it will come directly.
Okay.
4-8. Every 1 second, let me see, put the example 3. Example 3, eso es. Have the phrase counting there. Three, four, 1, 2. Then second chord. Third chord. 3, 4. And fourth. 2. Let's go. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. That's right, but the thumb should be by the side of the bridge. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2,
Keep up with your chords.
Wait a second. Put pause then. Play them. That those are just four postures. One is this. Two is this. One is the same with the finger two.
I'm sorry.
Three and four. something else going on. Wait a moment. Oh, it's because I have the video of the story about your travel guitar on. It was running there. I didn't say, well, I said, wow, I see he's talking.
Sorry about that.
Then I realized that video was running alone. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, it just goes from one to the other. That's something that you two has added on lately.
Yeah. Ahora, so now we have one. First chord. Let's just learn the four postures. It's not
okay,
difficult.
So the first chord is...
this.
And then...
that's right. And then... same, with one note different. And then...
and this is...
that's right, that's the first one. Yes. That's right. And the last one is the same like the first, with these fingers here. Put the first and then you just switch two fingers from there. Put the first, that's right, but this is finger one on the second fret. On the second fret, third string.
One on the second fret.
Finger one. No, that's not finger one.
Oh, I see. Okay, that.
That's right. That one we will play just once. So we play two times each one of the others, and the last one we play just one time. That's right, which in fact, if you observe these and the first one, the fourth and the first, the finger three remains on the same place. So it's the same. You can actually just switch the fingers like this and this.
Okay, finger three. Let's see, three.
Finger three on the fourth fret, fifth string. No, play the last chord.
The last chord. The last chord is this chord.
That's right. Ahora, now play the first without taking off the posture. That's right. That's right. You see,
okay,
the finger
okay.
Three is the guideline there. It remains same. Actually, it's very easy to change because if you keep the finger, other things that, well, if we take off the hand from the fret, but then
the only change I have problems with is between three and four.
Three and four are
and
the same
so I
shape.
I move all my fingers
shape.
For that.
Last one and then first finger.
I need to get organized a little bit better here.
This is the first time we're playing this tuning, so that's also a new thing, but doesn't matter. Let's try.
All right. So, come on. Exercise three.
Exactly. Two, three, four.
Three, four, one, two, three. It's going to take a little practice to get this.
Right. Now that's correct. So play it one time, even if I play two, play it one time only first, because the linking of the... We play two times this phrase, right? We play two times, but play it once only, because otherwise when the second comes there, then you have to switch right away, and that's the only thing that is...
That's throwing me off. I can't do it fast enough yet.
Don't worry with that. Just play one time each phrase. So we do da 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 di, and then I play it along that da da, and then you follow on the change, just on the change of the chords, to get used to this. Otherwise, it's too weird, this thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let me restart this.
Remember that on one. When I say one, that's when we hit the chord.
One, two,
beat one.
Four.
And change.
Three.
On the one.
Four.
Last four beats.
Four. Two, three, four.
let's try with example one now without the counting. Let's try to do it. Get the flow. Now let's try two times. Again, example three, and then I will try to play twice the first three chords. One, two, three.
I'm not quite sure different. How that works.
We are one step below. Let's just try, and then of course we have to practice. Two, three, four, five, two, three, four, five, two, three, four,
the example which?
10.
10, okay.
To show you how when the melody is going there, it's going to be same thing.
Are you supposed to play with that?
If you listen below, the melody there is the same bass. Thank you.
Yeah. But I don't know where the harmony fits into your melody. It's going by too fast and.
Yeah, don't worry. That's what I'm showing you only, just to show you how it works. Melodies with the thing, because the basic structure is here. The basic structure is this one, and then over that you can put other layers of melodies and different things. That's what we will do next time. Okay. First, I need you to get this very, very clear with the counting, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. So in 1 and 4, in 1 and 4, in 1 and 4 all the time goes. You just practice with example 1 and 3. And okay. Next time we will do it with the melody also.
We'll
That's
try.
Good thing. Okay. Un abrazo.
Gracias.
Thank you, Bruce. Un abrazo.